Aloha, everyone. This is The Universe Just Recognized Herself. My name is Abby. I want to welcome you back for another episode. I'm so grateful, so grateful for all grateful for all of you listeners. Oh, so amazing to have you guys listening in. Every time you reach out and remind me of why you're listening and why you love this podcast is the reason why I keep going. I love to hear from you guys. It means the world to me to have you supporting me on my journey and to learn from me. This is where I've found a purpose in sharing my story and sharing all the knowledge and the wisdom that I accumulate in my life, and hopefully inspiring you to live more in alignment with spirit and live more in alignment with yourself as we grow and foster higher consciousness and move toward whatever it is that we're moving toward as a planet. I act like I know, but you know, sometimes you never know. There's so much to know, and I feel so moved by the many of you that resonate with the things that come out of my mouth. I truly feel like I am the channel for spirit in so many ways, in the ways that I impact people in my life. And if I touch you at all, if I have ever made a difference in your life, I would love, love, love to connect with you and to hear from you online, on social media. Reach out to me, send me a message, because it truly, truly, truly means the world. I have been so busy. I am picking up a lot of things in my life right now, and I'm deciding what I need to let go of and what I can keep going, and what's worth it for me to continue. And I do have a lot on my plate, so continuing this podcast truly, truly, truly is for you guys. And I really do love to hear back from you. So today's episode is going to be a little bit about my recent experiences on island and what I have been experiencing. I mean, wow, what it feels like to be in alignment is like, it is heaven on earth. It is heaven on earth. Putting the work in yourself, when you put the work in on yourself, on your own path, healing your karma, doing right by following your higher self and listening to the call, you will know what alignment feels like. You will get to receive the abundance and the gifts that is way more than deserving of what you are. It's so beautiful. The day that I landed on the island, I mean, everything flowed way too effortlessly and so perfectly. And I felt so, I still continue to feel blessed every single day because things are continually working out in my favor, continually working out in my favor. And even when it feels like they might not be going the way that I would have thought they were, thought I wanted to go, it always, always, always is working out in the highest good for you. And I really, really did come to the island with virtually no plan. I mean, I'm scraping by in my life right now, to be completely honest. I am making content and I'm creating a sustainable income for myself from my laptop, but I am not living where I want to live yet. I'm staying with some friends and living in their house, which is perfect. It's beautiful, but I want to be alone. I want to be by myself. And there are just so many other things that I have to think about before I can fully immerse myself into that destination, that situation, because I have to adjust to being here. It's been 3 weeks since my move onto the Aina, and I've just recently got a car. I just bought a car here, which has definitely made it real for me. I'm able to get around at my own will instead of having to wait for other people to give me rides or what have you. But it has certainly prevailed for me, and I really do feel like this place is my home, and I want to treat this place with the utmost respect. I feel so held by the island, and I really want to hold her. So Some of the messages that I'm going to share with you today have a lot to do with giving back to the land and what it feels like to become Aina and what Aina even means. If any of you have read my book, How to Get Here, then you probably are familiar with some of the terminology that I referred to in that story. Malama Aina means to care and nurture for the land. And that is a principle in Hawaiian culture that has taken hold in my life. That and aloha, the spirit of aloha, the spirit of the Aina has taught me so, so much about how to live in alignment, how to live life the way that it's meant to be lived, and how to honor ourselves and honor the beings that we are in this universe, because we are made of earth. We are earth. And our egos have tried to separate ourselves. Our egos have divided us from what we are, which is we're primal, we're animals, we're made of dirt and earth. And we've tried so hard to separate ourselves, and because we have this consciousness, we have this sense of self, sense of individualism that removes us from who we are connected to, which is the earth. And I think that the Hawaiians have really, really, really done a beautiful job, despite all of the colonialistic overthrowing that has taken place in history, have done a beautiful job of continuing to prosper in what they believe in and practicing Malama Aina, caring for the land, working for the land, and knowing that that is their true purpose. Because when you take care of the land takes care of you. There's no such thing as abundance that is not made of the earth, right? The earth is so abundant and is so ready to give to us, but we continually take and take and take without giving back. There is no reciprocity at all across the human board. People come to this Aina, people come to this ocean, to the land here, and they admire what she has to offer, what she has to give. And people take and take, but do they give back? Do you give back to the land that you live on? Now, when I left Hawaii and went back to Pennsylvania, that is a principle that the people here and spirit and the spirit of Hawaii taught me through her people and through the land. She taught me how to bring that idea back to Pennsylvania, how to give back to the land, even though it has been so destroyed and overused and manipulated. If you look at anywhere on the East Coast, it is dense, so dense with city sidewalk streets and urbanization. And it's lost its nature. Hasn't lost its spirit. The spirit is still in that land, very much so. But it is so absent of nature. Why do you think that people all over the world are experiencing anxiety and depression? We're disconnected from what we are, which is the earth. And dropping into that a little bit more, dropping into bringing that idea back to Pennsylvania, I tried my hardest to embody what Aloha taught me and Malama Aina, those ideas, how to give back instead of just taking and taking and taking and taking. If you were someone in a relationship, if you were in a relationship and you were, someone was taking things from you all the time, would you not feel upset? Would you not feel taken advantage of? if someone was taking things from you all the time without giving anything back to you. We are in a relationship with the earth. Whether or not you like that idea, you are living on a planet, you are living on earth. And I think for the longest time, I had no idea what that even meant to be in a relationship with the earth. I was just existing. I was ignorant and I was unaware. So that's why I encourage you guys to share this podcast with people, to share these ideas with people, talk to people, ask people questions. Do you care about the earth? Ask people that question. Do you care about the earth? Do you care? Because if you cared, you would learn, you would find a way to give back. You would find a way to give back to the land that gives to you, that feeds you, nourishes you in every single way. The water that you drink, the food that you eat, the land that you get to walk on, the things that you get to see are a reflection of you. You get to look out into the earth and see the vast beauty, which is a reflection of the beauty that you are. She's our best, some of our best teachers. The life is our best teacher. As a gecko, a loud gecko starts cooing in the corner of my cabin at the moment. I don't know if you guys could hear that in the background, but there was a very large gecko that was just screeching behind us. So confirmation, confirmation, pay attention. Pay attention. Yeah, I want for you to learn how to give back to the land in whatever way that you see fit, whether that's volunteering on a farm or figuring out a way to get your hands in some soil, volunteering in some sort of a program that gives back to the earth. Living in that servitude mode, even if it's an hour a week, an hour of your life, instead of scrolling on social media, that you're putting your energy towards something that is helping to heal the earth, helping someone else outside of yourself, you are going to receive the abundance, and the earth is going to show you if you put that effort in. That put that intention into your life that you want to give back to what gives to you, you are going to see results immediately. Immediately. Things will move, the mountains will move for you when you show up for something outside of yourself. People are great. People are really awesome, but the land is really awesome too. So, finding ways in your local area to just give back. It's so simple. If you are feeling some sort of way about climate change, if you are feeling upset and angry about the fact that oil companies and plastic companies are literally ruining the world, ruining our oceans, killing off species, entire species are going extinct because of human consumption. And if you are enraged, as enraged by that as I am, then you're going to find a way to give back to the earth in whatever way that you see fit. Not by donating. Donating money is great if you have the right organization, if you know where that money is going, if you trust where that money is going. Smaller the better. Smaller the better. Gotta admit it. Smaller the better. Local organizations that are doing things for your community. If you're gonna donate money, go that route. Don't go to the WWF or all the national organizations. You have no idea what kind of corruption is going on up there. But local, that's directly putting the energy back into your community where you are living, where the earth is housing you right now, where your energy is residing, which makes much more of an impact on the people that you see every day in your community. So, just in touching on the climate change thing and donating and giving your time, giving your time, a little fraction of your time, to the land in your area, you are going to see magnificent mountains move for you. Try it out. One time. Go Google. It's that simple. Google foundations in my area, volunteering for the earth in my area. We are so gifted with technology. You are going to find a program that is going to make you feel alive. That is going to give you purpose. Practicing Malama Aina, practicing Aloha. And Aloha is hello. It's I love you. It's a way of being. And I think the whole world, if the whole world could embody Aloha, oh my gosh. Oh, I think heaven, that is heaven on earth. That is heaven on earth. Aloha is reciprocity, and it's unconditional. It's unconditional. It's open and it's free, and it's everything that I would hope that the world could be. I just rhymed. So I really, really, really hope that this message hit you today in all the right places and knocked you into your center and gave you some sort of inspiration to go out and look for a program to volunteer for in your local area. Because I promise you, I freaking promise you that you will never feel more fulfilled than when you are digging your hands in the earth. That and maybe having a child, but that's a whole other learning experience that I feel like a lot of my audience members are not even close to being ready to hearing yet. So with that, I leave you with Aloha. I leave you with a sense of purpose and hopefully inspiration. Get out there and get your hands dirty. Go get dirty. Go find a way to give back to the place that gives to you today, tomorrow, sometime this week. Spend an hour in nature somehow and just sending your loving energy back into the earth for all the loving support that she gives to you and your 2 feet. Thank you for listening to this message. Again, I really want to hear from you guys. It means the world to me when you reach out. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Share this podcast if you were able to learn anything here today. Aloha Nui Loa. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I'll see you next week.